The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
The new National Children's Hospital controversy continues. Yesterday, Minister for Health Simon Harris survived a motion of no confidence. But one man who knows all too well what it's like to have a child attend a children's hospital is Finbar Walsh, father to the late Donal Walsh. Donal was just 12 when he was diagnosed with cancer just above his knee. He battled cancer three times before he passed away in May of 2013. He, if you remember it well, when he appeared on television, he touched the nation with his powerful statements about the value of life, about faith, about conditions in hospital for teens and young people's mental health. Now, this is Donal speaking to Brendan O'Connor back in 2013 about improvements that were needed in St. John's Cancer Ward in Our Lady's Hospital for Sick Children in Crumlin.
You were fairly disgusted when you were in and out of Crumlin with the conditions in Crumlin, oh, yeah?
It was an awful state for the last 4 years. Like, they built the ward in the 1970s for... They built one family bedrooms so you could have a parent, a child, and maybe a brother or sister that would sleep on the floor alongside him. And that's what the room was built for in the 70s, one wardrobe and one sink. But when I came in 2008, they had started squashing two families in. I was to share a room, and mostly there is a lot of cancer among teenagers, but mostly the teenagers would end up with a baby, with the family.
Right.
Then the machine's beeping, so you have to share a sink, share a wardrobe between two families, put up with the baby crying and the machine's going off. And then there's one bathroom between, I think, 18 kids on the ward.
Right.
The conditions there are a disgrace in the ward. Last June, I think they started renovating, and hopefully they're nearly done stage one, but I can't say enough for the staff in there. It's unreal, because once you go in, the nurses become like a second mum, and
yeah,
the doctors are there. The family and staff there are unreal.
And how much money have you raised for them so far?
I think in my name has been about 50,000 gone up for the ward.
And that's the voice of Donal Walsh. And I suppose the good news is that they have upgraded St. John's Ward in Crumlin very significantly in the last couple of years because they weren't holding their breath for the construction and completion of the National Children's Hospital. Finbar, Donal's dad, is on the line. Finbar, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I suppose you did hear the news about St. John's. They have done a lot to improve.
I've been into it. It's incredible. They have single-bedroom ensuite facilities for each of the kids and their parents, so it's an incredible. They invested, I think, it was 5 million at the time to upgrade.
Yeah, they weren't holding their breath for the completion of the hospital.
And that was, you know, I mean, 2013. Here we are, 2019. It's 6 years later, and we still haven't put a bit of cement down for the new children's hospital.
Now, listening to Donal, and although we did mention that St. John's has improved very dramatically, people might say, well, why would Finbar be concerned about the St. James site? Surely get it finished, get it done as quickly as possible to help children who today are like Donal.
Well, one of my biggest difficulties with the St. James site is it's an hour longer in rush hour traffic to get from the Red Cow to St. James's as it is to get to Crumlin. And that's just the simplest form I can put it in.
Yeah. I know the area well, Finbar.
It goes into Inchicore, and it's a one lane of traffic.
Yeah. But the point is that you can get a bus lane from the Red Cow down to the hospital.
Yeah, you can get a bus lane, but
down as far as Crumlin, I'm saying. As
Crumlin.
Yes. Yeah, but and after Crumlin, you have a problem.
After Crumlin or when you go into Inchicore going into James's, you're gone down into a one lane of traffic. There is parking on some sides of the road or illegal parking, and an ambulance rushing through cannot go through a one lane traffic. My point was with regard to placing the hospital someplace on the M50. There is the emergency lane on the inside that the ambulance can go to. Now, there are four different hospital sites that they could use, which are Tella, Beaumont, Kappa, or the James's site. And you would have the third lane, inside lane, which people have used to get through the M50 to go to Crumlin from Northern Ireland. Like, this isn't a national children's hospital. This is an international children's hospital we're dealing with. So it's for the island of Ireland with regard to oncology and cardiac care. It's for the whole island of Ireland. It's nearly 6 million people.
What do you make of the carry-on of the politicians in this regard? I mean, the decision about James is one that I have highlighted ever since they were discussing it. And, I mean, even people like Jimmy Sheehan, Finn Branagh, who is formerly of Crumlin. These people whose voices should be heard have simply not been heard.
Well, I'd even go one further than that, Pat, because no parent was actually consulted or on the consultancy board for deciding where this hospital was to be placed. It's medical politics that's going on here. And, you know, I mean, the one parent that was then put onto the board happened to be a doctor from inside Dublin who had a sick child. No parent from outside the Dublin area was consulted with regard to the placing of the hospital.
You actually tried to engage with Leo Varadkar on this.
Yes.
And what happened?
I had a meeting, and at that stage it was gone through to planning, and he said he had no influence on the planning authorities. At that stage, it could have been pulled. That was before anything was actually done. The planning wasn't gone through. You have the Greenfield sites and the various other hospitals. And at that stage, in actual fact, you had a building opposite St. Vincent's Hospital, which is at the other end of the M50, that was empty, an office space that is now, I think, an office space, but they could have got builders to put their heads together with doctors and turn around and make that into a children's hospital at the time.
Yeah, that particular complex of buildings, it actually almost backs on directly to St. Vincent's private hospital.
Yeah.
And the last block, which was unoccupied, as you say, at the time, it wouldn't have been beyond the wit of man or woman to build an underpass that would go from
one to the other.
From one to the other.
And what about the Newlands Cross site, which was offered, I think it was about 2009 or 2010, the Newlands Cross site.
That was Noel Smith.
Noel Smith was going to build it for the state, and he was going to give it to the state, and you could have built a tunnel from there to Tallaght Hospital.
Yeah, but I sensed at the time that they weren't willing to take the offer from Noel Smith because they feared that the lands that would be opened up by this development might profit him in some way, which I thought was a very mealy-mouthed attitude for some people to have, although possibly not articulated as directly as I've articulated it now. You know, why are we going to facilitate a developer, even if he's doing us a favour?
180 acres is what it takes to build a golf course. Okay, if he was going to get a benefit from it, so what? We'd have got a children's hospital, and it would be built by now.
Yeah.
You know, I remember Micheál Martin first moved at this 25 years ago. And the reason I remember it was we were going down to Cork for the maternity hospital when Gemma was being born. And that's how long ago this has gone through. And it's gone through so many ministers since that evolution that it's frightening. Here we are 25 years later. Donal has gone through his 4 years of treatments in Crumlin. And we're still dealing with the Crumlin Hospital and the Temple Street Hospital.
Yeah. The interview I did the other day with Jimmy Sheehan, he pointed out a couple of things which stuck with me. One was that the idea of building a children's hospital on top of a car park containing 1,000 cars didn't seem like a great idea if a car went on fire. And he quoted a car park in Liverpool where 1,400 cars ended up being burnt and sprinklers were inadequate to put it out. Can you imagine trying to evacuate 400 children and their families because of fumes coming off from the car park? I mean, that's just by the way. But he also said that there was a moment in time, an opportunity given to the body politic when BAM said, look, we will disengage from this if you want. And he said, you know, thank God this has happened. It's the moment that would save everyone's blushes, save everyone's pride, if they suddenly said, let's finish the car park, let's James develop as an adult hospital Goodo, because they need space to expand, and let's do the right thing at last. But no, they didn't even, they wouldn't even analyse it.
You know, it stuns me that, you know, and Donal, he had a great line in his composition with regard to his journey through cancer. And it was when he went back into Crumlin the second time and he was walking down the corridors and he wrote the line, "Same drab walls, same drab curtains. And I think of the men in suits, the politicians, and the thousands they pay themselves weekly. And here we are, the sickest children in the sickest ward in the country, and we have to go out and beg for a bucket of paint and a paintbrush."
God.
Wow. Yeah. Wouldn't Vincent Brown have loved to have written that?
Well, there's something I would advocate everyone to do, and maybe you've done it yourself in bars, go online and look up Alder Hey Hospital in Liverpool.
Oh, yeah.
Set in a parkland, and the design is fantastic, and it's light, it's airy. The children,
300 million.
Yeah.
For 300 beds.
Yeah.
And 300 people, million for 300 beds versus 2 billion for 350 beds on a site where all the ancillary services are supposed to be in place, like the blood checking, like the labs, like the whole lot. This is all there already.
Yeah.
And we're turning around and we're ending up with a 2 billion project. There's something wrong someplace.
The problem, I suppose, is the political one, that they dare not admit they've made a mistake. Although Leo Varadkar came close when he said, "We admit it would have been quicker and cheaper to build on a greenfield site, but the evidence of James's as a tertiary adult hospital, blah, 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 was what persuaded them." He actually said that Dolphin had recommended James's and Dolphin did not.
No, it was the best. What was it? It was the best of a bad, or it was the best of the worst options.
Yeah.
Was what they used. Well, that was when it was 450 million to 650 million, not 2 billion. Now, at this stage, it's still capable of saying, hold on, it's the worst of the bad lot now.
Yeah.
And turn around and say, hang on a sec, we can take a greenfield site, and not only can we put the children's hospital, which doesn't need to be aligned because cancer care for children is completely different to cancer care for adults.
Indeed.
And I mean, sort of, The cardiac care for children is completely different from adults. They're different skill sets, but you could put the National Maternity Hospital beside the National Children's Hospital. We'll say in the site that's there beside CAPA, beside the James Connolly Memorial Hospital. Yeah. You have all the parking in the world.
It's doable, but they won't do it. What does it require?
It's stubbornness now that they're, you know, admitting that they've made a mistake, that this was the wrong decision. So why not, you know, okay, let's put our hands up. There's 200 million gone into it, invested at the moment. That's still development as a site. That's not wasted money. So we can actually, and you know, the size of the site that's there now for the Children's Hospital is usable by James's to expand and to develop. So it wouldn't be wasted money.
And they could say that.
But they could save the rest of the 1.8 billion and
okay.
Go and build a hospital from Greenfield site and build the National Maternity Hospital beside where they need it. I mean, you know that they cannot land a Sikorsky helicopter in the Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, that's frightening.
All right.
The national ambulatory air service is Sikorsky helicopter. If a child is taken out of a lake down in Loughgore in County Limerick with need to be brought up to the National Children's Hospital, it is by a Sikorsky that it's going to be done.
Well, all of these problems we've highlighted, and it doesn't seem as if they're falling on anything other than deaf ears. But Finbar Walsh, the late Donal Walsh's dad, thank you, Finbar, very much
for
talking to us.